ladies and gentlemen, the American Pie Forum.
How are you, Jimmy?
Yeah, what do you say, Yankee Doodle? What are you, a drop out of some parade? Or what are you?
Don't make any comments about my outfit. Just give me a large beer and very little lip.
Hey, buddy.
I surrender.
Hey, I don't need to scare you. Excuse me. What'd you do? Just get out of service?
Nah, I've been out 2 months already.
2 months? 2 months?
2 months.
Now, why the uniform? Are you going to reenlist?
Look, if you gotta know, I'm getting money on the GI Bill while I go to vocational school to study cable splicing.
But that still doesn't explain the uniform.
Look, I go down, I'm wearing this, I go down to the Veterans Administration to apply for more.
More what?
More money.
Aren't you getting maximum benefits now?
Maximum benefits?
Yeah, money to go to school.
Yeah, but I need more.
More what?
More money. I'm going down to the veterans' office and I'm dressing up like somebody else altogether, and this way they'll pay me twice as much each month.
Hold it. You mean to say that you're going to go down and make believe you're somebody else so you get twice, double what you're getting now?
200% right.
Hey, buddy, that's against the law. You can get arrested for defrauding the VA.
Who has a disease?
VA!
Oh,
Veterans Administration!
Okay, I see. Look, let me tell you something. Those guys don't know what the heck is going on. They're up to their necks in paperwork anyway.
Listen to me, my friend. You don't have to pull a stunt like that in order to support your family while you're in job training.
I don't?
No. If the educational allowance isn't enough, try the OJT program.
I give up.
OJT, on-the-job training. You go to work as a trainee, and you get paid for it.
But a trainee's salary is usually rock bottom, right?
Right.
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 So wouldn't I be better off if I stayed in school? It'd be the same thing, right?
Wrong.
Wrong.
Right. It's wrong. You're right, it's wrong. If you go to work as a trainee for a skilled job, the OJT will supplement your earnings.
I didn't know that. You mean in addition to paycheck, I get an additional check from the VA, right?
Right.
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 Hey, why? I'm going to go down and enroll in that program now, right?
Wrong.
Wrong. I figured I had too many rights.
Right. You were wrong because you had too many rights. Now, there is no formal program.
You see, you've been kidding me all along.
No, I haven't. All you have to do is find an employer who will hire you and to train you. While you're being trained in a skilled job, you go down to the VA and put in for OJT benefits.
Hey, that's great. I'm going right down to the Able Cable Company now.
Yeah, by the way, take off the uniform. You know, you can get a lot of trouble wearing a uniform when you're out of service.
Hey, thanks a lot.
And one more thing. Don't try to defraud the VA. Remember.
Hey, Jimmy, who was that masked man?
In this district, Stanley, he's the head of the VA.
I made myself a laughing stock. I'm thoroughly ashamed of myself. I hope nobody sees this.
Offers many employment benefits to help the veteran get the kind of job he wants. For those veterans who are undecided about a career, the Veterans Administration offers vocational guidance and counseling. Those veterans who already know what kind of job they want can receive assistance in the form of on-the-job training. If you take a job as a trainee, the VA will supplement your income for up to 2 years. This is a very attractive benefit. For example, if you're a veteran with no dependents, you may be eligible for as much as $160 a month during your first 6 months as a trainee. Some jobs, like commission sales, are excluded, but approved training programs are available in most fields. If you'd like more information about vocational counseling or on-the-job training, contact your local county Veterans Service Center.
Ed, you've impressed a lot of people here with your ability to do a job. So we want you to help run the new department we're opening. We're giving you a chance as a supervisor.
Me a supervisor? Well, hey, that's great. But...
No buts. You prove that hiring the vet pays off. Come on, supervisor. Let's take a look at your new office.
The disabled veteran. He's given a lot, and he's got a lot more to give. Contact your local VA or State Employment Service office.
Hi, Stanley. How you doing?
Hi, Judge.
Good to see you.
Yeah, you mind if I call you Mrs. Trump?
No, go ahead.
What are you doing here, Mrs. Trump?
Well, you see, we've sent you out on 83 of these interviews, and none of them have picked you up. We wondered if you were even showing up at them, so I came down to see.
I show up for everyone and all 83. The trouble is, as soon as they interview me, I get very nervous and I blow the whole thing.
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do, Stanley. Let's practice before you go in, all
right? Great, yeah.
You pretend you're being interviewed. I'll pretend I'm the interviewer.
Okay.
Hi, Mr. Handelman. Nice
How
to
are
see you.
How are you? Nice to see you. Hey, listen, I really need this job bad because I'm paying my mother-in-law's dental bills. She has trench mask.
No, Stanley, wait a minute. You don't know. You don't want to give away the family secrets, right? He's not interested in that. Let the employer ask the questions,
okay? Yeah.
All right, now, where's your resume?
I don't usually carry lunch.
And your resume?
Oh, my resume. Oh, that's not it. Tissue. This is it.
Oh, Stanley, this is your house. This should be neat and clean and nice. It's got coffee stains.
It's just for a factory job.
Well, it's important for any job that you have a neat resume. And you've left out the line here, even the position you're applying for.
I'll do anything for money, anything. And this, maybe you do the interview for me,
Stanley.
Please, I
yourself.
Can't talk.
You got to do it
Handelman?
Yourself.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, I'm Miss Joyce, in charge of personnel.
Oh, Miss Joyce, that's Miss Joyce.
Can you come with me?
I certainly
don't forget to tell your past experiences.
Oh, I'll tell about my past ones. I'll try to add a new one. Good luck.
Dingbat.
Many people get the jitters just thinking about job applications. But the job applicant who goes in well-prepared is likely to feel confident and relaxed. And the result is a favorable impression on the employer. Send for a free booklet, How to Prepare for Job Interviews. It'll give you some practical tips about how to get ready for that important interview. To obtain this free booklet, contact your State Department of Industry, Labor, and Human Relations at this address, Jobs, Post Office Box 2209, Madison, Wisconsin, 53702. Be sure to mention the name of the booklet, How to Prepare for Job Interviews, and include your address and zip code. The address again is Jobs, Post Office Box 2209, Madison, Wisconsin, 53702. Ladies and gentlemen, Judd Strunk.
Full of searchers, fools like you and I, who spend their lifetime looking for castles in the sky. We'd walk right past tomorrow and the treasures close at hand. We'd rather play their own tune than settle for the band. Somehow seem to cast aside their dented pride and live it dream by dream, never knowing what they're after, but with hopes that they may pay for their fair share of laughter with the tears they've shed today. Living and forgiving when they have given all, flying with the eagles and learning how to fall. And time will be their master, hope will be their king, contentment their disaster. Now they're everything. The world is full of searchers, fools like you and I. So take my hand we'll go find some castles in the sky.
American Pie Forum will continue in a moment. First, this important message. Interviewing is a process of you meeting your prospective employer. So when you go in for that interview, be prepared. Remember, the employer's first impressions of you are extremely important. Be sure you fill out a good application, neat and clean.
Tell me.
Be prepared to answer questions like, what kind of work are you looking for?
Well,
or, why do you want to work for our company? Be ready, but be relaxed and poised. A certain amount of tension is only natural when you're being interviewed. But if you're well prepared, it won't hurt you at all. Give your best in an interview to give yourself a good shot at the job you want.
Your application impressive. Ted, I think that takes care of everything for today. Thanks for coming in to see us. Enjoy talking to you. Thanks again, Ted. Well, that was a pretty good interview. Kind of enjoyed talking to that young man because he came prepared for the job of applying for a job. I don't know if you noticed, but the first thing an interviewer reacts to is, as the individual comes in the door, you begin to form impressions of what this person is like, how prepared they are for applying for work, and whether this may be the type of person you feel like you might hire. The details of the interview are, of course, covered in many different ways, but I think the preparation is the most important point for the job applicant. Whatever type of job, whether it be labor, skilled, clerical, semi-professional, professional. Preparation for the interview is more important than anything I can emphasize. This preparation covers many areas. Knowing your history, and that sounds strange, but sometimes people come very unprepared to tell their job history. Knowing how to dress for the job. When I say dress for the job, I mean that. If you don't know how, stand outside the business place the night before and take a look at the people coming out. Let's not forget that the average interviewer many times makes his decision within those first few seconds as you walk in the door and sit down to begin the interview.
Oh, boy, that feels great.
Well, there's more where that came from, Stanley.
Well, what about right now? Let's have it.
Oh, not so fast, Stanley. Later.
What is the guy going to do?
Finish high school, Stanley.
Oh, yeah, I think I'll do that right now.
If you're looking for a job and you don't have a high school diploma, not many doors are open to you. But did you know that you can open some of those doors by filling out an application for a high school equivalency degree without going back to high school? The process is quite simple. Once you've filled out the application, you'll be given a series of general knowledge tests. About 7 out of 10 adults who take the tests are successful on their first attempt. No matter what age you are, that high school diploma is necessary. The GED program is your way to get that diploma.
Upon satisfactory completion of the GED, the State Department of Public Instruction will issue a high school equivalency diploma. If you are interested in such a program, you may contact your State Department of Public Instruction for the testing center nearest your home. There may be a nominal fee of $2 per test charged to help underwrite the cost.
The GED program has worked for many. Contact your State Department of Public Instruction now, or you may contact your local high school principal. Ask for information about the GED program.
Look at this one, John.
Yeah, that's a beauty.
Look at that beauty.
About $1 for one of those, huh?
Yeah, one of my rich customers.
Yeah?
Give me this one. I think I'll chew on this baby a while. Holy cow.
Oh, my gosh.
Can this be our Stanley?
That's me. Hey, what are you doing? Why are you smoking?
Hey,
you want to set the whole clock on fire?
Roll it, roll it. Come on.
You're not smoking all those papers around.
You're not one to call anybody on lack of foresight, you know.
That's all right. You're looking at a brand new me.
We hope so.
That's
Stanley.
That's right. I got a new job.
You got a new job?
That's right.
Sure. Okay.
I learned my lesson, and I learned it well.
Okay. Tell us the magic formula.
No magic. All I did was I went down. Gee whiz, I should give him a ticket. I went down to our licensed vocational guidance school. You listening?
Yeah, sure.
And I got my diploma, and I went out and got myself a job as a claims adjuster.
Yeah, here comes a pitch for the insurance, Jimmy.
No pitch. I just went to a few insurance companies, and I applied. Gee, I can get killed on this claim. I applied for a job. Then I went to one place, and the guy was interested. And he told me that he was going to call me. You know why?
Why?
Because I got there nice and early.
Right.
I was on time. I dressed nice and suave.
Just the way you look.
That's very important.
Yeah.
Good resume and everything. And I showed a lot of interest. I showed a lot of interest in the job. So he said that he was going to call me.
Right.
He never called. So I went back the next day to check on it. And he told me that it was because I was so interested in the job that he's giving me the job over two other guys.
That's fantastic.
That's right.
You know what that's called, Stanley?
What?
Follow through on the job application.
Follow
do you know that?
That's what I did.
Good going. Where are you going to be working?
Right there at the underhand insurance company.
Come on, Stanley. We'll take a walk. They're putting up a tax notice. This place has been closed for tax evasion, Stanley.
Oh, just my luck.
Well, geez, I tell you what, I got a spot for you down at my employment agency. Okay? You'll be a job counselor.
Hey, thanks a lot,
Judge. Yeah, you've earned your tricks pretty good.
Thanks a lot. Hey, Jimmy, I'm a job counselor. Drop up to my office. I'll get you something good.
I don't need you. I've got two jobs already.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, jobs are like wives.
Like wives?
Yeah, the more you have, the less you sleep.
I didn't know that.
To find out more about application follow-through, get a free copy of the American Pie Forum newspaper by writing to this address. It's part of the public service of the American Pie Forum.
It's all for your job and you.
Hi. Charlie Callis. I got something to tell you. Looking for work is a full-time job in itself. Filling out forms, or standing in lines, reading the paper. All that takes time and energy, so why not use the telephone to make that first contact? It might save you a long trip and put you time and money ahead. Now, before you call, think about what you want to say. Are you calling in reference to a specific job or inquiring about job openings in general? Ask to speak to the person who you think can best answer your questions, whether that's the personal manager, the department head, or the secretary. If there are no openings when you call, express interest in the job. Why not ask if you can fill out an application or send along a resume or a job history? It never hurts to ask, and a phone call is often just as good as being right there. You got the picture? Don't forget it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Nat Gale.
Don't build me a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build me a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I know darn well I'm gonna try. Gonna build me a daydream from a little hope. Gonna push my daydream up my mountain slow. Gonna build me a daydream, oh, gonna see it through.
build me a mountain and a daydream, and I'm gonna make them both come true. Hey now, gonna build me a heaven from a little hell. Gonna build me a heaven, oh, cause I know darn well, if I build my mountain, oh, with a lot of care, and push my daydream up the mountain, my heaven will be waiting there. When I build my heaven, as I will one day, and the Lord called Gabriel, take all Gales away. I want a fine young son, oh, to take my place. I'll leave my son in the heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. When I build my mountain, when I build my mountain, when I build my mountain.
Whether you've got the job.
Oh, this afternoon. Mr. Davis said he'd call after 2.
Uh-huh.
And guess what?
What?
The job has been narrowed down to 2 people.
Yeah?
Me and Stanley.
Well, listen, it's in the bag. Oh, I mean, Davis would be out of his mind to give a job to Stanley as shipping clerk.
Oh, can you believe that? I think I hear Stanley.
Yeah. Hi, ladies.
Well, speak of the devil. We were just talking about you.
Oh, you worried about that job, Bobby?
Not if that's an example of your work, Stanley.
Look, this shipping clerk job that I'm going to beat you out of is a man's job.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't count on beating her out of it, Stanley.
Look, girls.
Girls?
Women, Stanley. We passed puberty 109 in junior high.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me, Ms. Women, persons, whatever you want. How come you're applying for a man's job?
Because I need a man's wages to support my family.
Oh, well, look, if that's the way you want it, I have one thing to say.
Yeah?
What's that?
May the best man win.
Well, Barbara, now that Stanley's got the job, I really think you've been discriminated against. I think you ought to file a complaint.
Oh, no, Betty, it's hard to prove discrimination. I mean, he told me I just wasn't the best qualified applicant for the job.
Yeah, but what did he say exactly?
Oh, he said he was sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And he really wanted to give me the job, but he decided that, you know, it might be too strenuous for a woman to be picking up these big boxes and all that, so he hired a man.
Yeah, but do you know what? A lot of women can do a lot of jobs as well as men, mm-hmm. and sometimes better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Davis didn't give you that job just because you're a woman and you...